Hello, everyone, and welcome to the official Ollie at West Virginia University podcast, Get to Know Each Other. I'm your host, Harry Russell. The goal of this podcast is to provide people with a deeper insight into Ollie and to help members stay connected with each other and the program. We will be releasing episodes every other week, and we would love to interview some of our current members and instructors. If you are interested in being featured on the podcast, please contact us at ollie@wvupod@gmail.com. Our email will be in the description of the podcast. Today, we are joined by the program director, Jacina Hazlett, and the program professional technologist, Michelle Klishish. And thank you both so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry.
I guess we can start off with our first question, start off with you, Jacina. Could you like explain what Ollie means to you?
What Ollie means to me? I have been a lifelong learner. I am a lifelong learner. I was fortunate enough to be raised by parents who really believe in education. And in fact, my mother would say I'm a professional student if I could afford to be. After a first career, a long first career, several years ago, I decided I wanted to do something different. So I quit my job and went back to school and to do a degree in gerontology. And while I was going to school, I discovered the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute network. And that idea appealed to me. I had not heard of Ollie's before. I'd heard of Lifelong Learning Institutes and had always been interested. Taking classes at libraries and community centers or with whatever university I was working for. So when I found the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute program, I immediately knew that's where I needed to be in terms of my next career. And as much as I love my job being the director of Ollie at WVU, I also can't wait till I can retire so I can actually take some of these wonderful classes that we offer that I don't have time to take. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah. I the same way. I honestly really didn't know much about Ollie at all until I got this internship and talking to my girlfriend about it and everything. And it's amazing what you guys do. And honestly, I love being a part of it. No, that's awesome. And you, Michelle?
Like Jacina, I have always loved learning. I'm one of those people that took forever. I could theoretically have graduated after 4 years from college. I had the correct number of credits, but none of them actually amounted to a degree. So it took me much longer because I would take things that were fun and that interested me, like Greek and Roman mythology and journal writing and ecology, things that were just fun. And I like learning new stuff. And that's what I like best about Ollie, is it's just learning because you can. I'd actually taught for Ollie prior to becoming the professional technologist here. And that was actually one of the reasons when I saw that they had a professional technologist position open, I jumped on it because I loved teaching computer classes for Ollie. It was so fun. It's so lovely to be able to teach to people who are excited about it, as opposed to teaching something that somebody is required to do and it's just not a lot of fun. But if somebody's there because they want to be, it's just delightful.
No, I think Ollie provides a great experience for, you know, all these people who may not have been able to take classes or anything like that, and just, I guess, do classes that they're interested in. I think that's the beautiful part about it.
I think your interests change over time and as you grow and learn and have life experiences too. You know, I too was on like one track when I was in college. This is what I was going to do, and I followed it through and started my career. But now I'm finding I'm interested in math, and I'm much more interested in science or, you know, parts of history that I didn't necessarily have that much interest in when I was actually in school. So I think, you know, as you grow older, your interests change too, and or you discover something new and say, oh, I want to learn more about that. So this is a great way to do that because you're not writing papers or taking tests or spending a bunch of money to learn about this stuff. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, since you both have been a part of it, what's been like the most rewarding part of being with this organization?
The people Absolutely. Our members and our volunteers, the community, and I think that the current public health crisis, the pandemic, has really brought that into focus, how important we all are to each other and staying connected and learning from each other. And this organization, our OLLIE depends a lot on peer learning. A lot of our instructors are also members. And the people are the most important.
I love teaching. I think I mention that all the time. I come from a family of teachers on both sides of my family. And there's just something so wonderful about being able to explain something to someone in a way that they just get it. And that's kind of hard to do sometimes with computers. So it's really fun to be able to, you know, take something that's, you know, maybe a little complicated or someone doesn't get, and then you just see their face light up. They're like, oh, now I see. So it's just so much fun to teach.
I've definitely sat in some of your classes, and I mean, I love the way you teach. You're so persistent on, like, do the members have any questions? You're always asking them, like, if you have questions, please speak up. And I think that's, like, the best part about these classes is it's more discussion than anything. Like, and that's what it should mm-hmm. be. It should be discussion and open talk with everyone that's able to join.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that.
Of course. Do you have any, like, fun stories that you guys would want to share?
Man, you know, I usually do, but now that you've asked me, I can't think of one. we hear on a routine basis, and, you know, during the pandemic, we've had some board members calling members, checking in on people, and we're getting, you know, overwhelming positive response of I can't wait to get back, and I miss you guys, and what OLLIE means to people, and giving them something to do in retirement. You know, some people in retirement are super busy, but other people need something to do and need that connection and a place to. And I mean, realistically, you may not know this yet, Harry, but once you graduate from college, it's hard to meet new people out there in the world unless you're super, you know, super open and a real extrovert. It's not easy meeting new people when you're out of school. And so OLLIE gives people that opportunity to make new friends and such. I think, yeah, some of my favorite stories are just that, you know, I met this new person, or, you know, we find out how much that OLLIE means to them after they've retired, or after the death of a partner, or, you know, or moving to a new community. They've just moved here to Morgantown and they're looking for a way to connect to people. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't think I have any specific fun stories. I think everything I do amuses me, so it's hard to narrow it down.
And most of it amuses, but most of everything she does amuses me too.
I try very, very hard to, there's a saying, it's like nothing bad ever happens to a writer. It's all material. So that's the way I look at it. Anything that ever happens, I can make a joke and a funny story out of it. So everything is fun.
It's a great way to meet new people and, you know, express mm-hmm. new stories. You mentioned how you said a lot of members are instructors. Is that how you go about finding instructors for classes? Is, you know, you go to members
that,
or?
That's part of it. We have a core group of instructors who just, you know, who send things in automatically. And all I have to do is send an email out that says, hey, this is when the deadline for proposals is, and I get proposals from them. Beyond that, we advertise on the university campus through a daily email that the university sends out to everybody. We'll usually do some advertising through Facebook. But most of our instructors tend to come to us, or we find a need. Somebody will ask for a specific class, or they say, you know, my neighbor does this, and I'll say, okay, well, talk to your neighbor about, see if they want to teach for us. So, it's a lot of word of mouth.
It's almost like an open invitation. Like if you have something that you'd love to teach and, you know, share, please just tell them it's open.
Apply. Yeah. There is an application process. There's an application online, and then our curriculum committees will review them. And we do ask that first-time OLLIE instructors do a one-session class. unless it's their field, like if it's what they have their degree in, then we'll trust that they know what they're doing and then that they know what they're sharing. Teaching for older adults, teaching this crowd is different than teaching traditional college students, or traditional K through 12 students even. Because they're, I think part of it is how engaged they are, how enthusiastic they are, that they're not afraid to ask questions and challenge statements made in a class or something. So it's a lot of my instructors say they have a lot more fun teaching Ollie classes. And I've taught both undergrad, grad classes and Ollie classes, and teaching Ollie classes is a lot more fun. There's a lot more interaction and there is a process for applying to teach, but it's not terribly difficult. So, and you don't have to have a degree in whatever it is you want to teach. Like you don't have to have been, you know, a mechanical engineer to teach mechanical engineering for us. You can decide that you want to teach about a vocation that you have. Like Michelle does classes on hiking. And the national forests and stuff in West Virginia. And so you don't have to, if you have a vocation that you're passionate about and know a lot about and want to share, that's fine too.
And never mind the fact that my degree is not in anything computers. So
well, that's true. This is true.
But you're great at what you do. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess talking about computers, we've had to make a pretty big transition because of the pandemic and everything. How has that transition been moving to an online format with the classes and the members?
It's been exciting. Not always in a fun way, but it has been exciting. We had it was a big rush at the beginning to figure out how we were going to do all this, what was the best way to present it, to get training materials up for everyone. But everyone was really, really patient with us and understood that as much as it was a learning experience for them to transfer to online, it was just as much of a learning experience for us. So they were willing to work with us as we tried to discover what was going to be best for everyone. And, you know, I had made a couple assumptions in the beginning that didn't necessarily turn out to be true. And so, you know, we've changed things up as we've gone along. So it's been an experience.
Just got to adapt to the situation, really.
Yes. And then have funny stories for it later.
I think at first there was a reluctance on the part of our instructors and some of our members to participate. I think in the number one, in the wishful thinking that this would pass quickly and that we would be back. And then when that didn't happen and things like, you know, their church started meeting online or their book club started meeting online and stuff, that they came around to, and I'm still seeing that, you know, we're still picking up people who are saying, okay, well, it's going to be on Zoom for a while, so let's give this a try now. So, it took a little bit of time to get people, willing to try it. But I got to, you know, send a big thanks to our volunteer instructors who stepped up to offer classes right away on Zoom, because the draw is the classes, you know, the draw is, it's especially since we can't be together physically and that social disc is a little bit disconnected. The classes and those instructors have been so important and they've done a great job.
And they've also been super patient as
they have been
figured
wonderfully
things out.
Patient. Yes. Yes.
Hey, that's all we can be right now, is just patient with everything going on.
That's right. Yep.
It might open a new door to maybe teaching, you know, future online classes when things do go back to normal, you know, reaching out to people who, you know, might be out of Morgantown, you know, maybe they're in Charleston or something. So definitely.
Well, online classes has always been a goal of mine, to be able to offer distance learning. Not necessarily so much for, you know, reaching people beyond a 50-mile radius of here or Charleston or whatever, but more because of the number of older adults that we have that are homebound that can't, that even, you know, even outside of the pandemic time, people who can't drive anymore or can't get out of their home anymore, who want to stay involved, I think has been really important to me. And so the fact we were, Michelle can testify, is that we were talking about it. We've been talking about it for a while. Just this pushed us into, okay, now we have to do it. And I know that's been that way for a lot of Ollies across the country as well. So we definitely plan to continue to offer classes online once we are back face-to-face full-time. You know, how many classes it'll be probably will be a lot less than we are currently offering, you know. 35 for summer, we probably won't have 35 available online once we're back face-to-face, because there's another layer of being able to do that. But I want to be, I'm really hoping that we will have the instructors willing to continue teaching some classes online or offering classes online as well as in the classroom.
Yeah, definitely. And just being able to give the members the opportunity to do that too. You know, like you said, even though it might not be as many online classes, but at least there's an opportunity for them.
Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone who maybe like is not a member, but they know about the program or anything like that, like how would you, I guess, talk to those people about becoming a member? Or if someone who's maybe like on the fence about joining, like what would you say to them, I guess, kind of push them towards Ollie at West Virginia?
We welcome everybody. We are designed for 50 plus, but we welcome everybody who wants to learn. We do have an annual membership fee for Morgantown. It's 30. For Charleston, it's 20. And then you pay one flat fee per quarter that you want to take classes in. And so you can take two classes or you can take 15 classes for the same amount of money. And it's not expensive. It's pretty inexpensive. But we also have fee waivers available for anybody who needs the extra support. And all you have to do is contact the Ollie office. They can call the Ollie office at 304-293-1793. Or send us an email, and we're happy to talk about what their options are.
And something else that people don't necessarily think about is that it is just for fun.
Yeah.
We're not going to grade you. You're not going to, you know, get tests. You know, if you don't like a class, you're not even required to take all of them. You're allowed to go, oh, well, that wasn't for me. So it is really just for fun.
Yeah. And we have, in addition to what people would think of as classes, like, you know, you have an instructor at the front of the room doing a PowerPoint, and, you know, we have discussion groups. We have, we do, outside of pandemic time, we will eventually get back to this. We do field trips. You know, we go to museums and historical sites, and we have open houses, social events, trivia nights. We actually are doing trivia nights online, so that's something that we'll continue. It's not just they're not just purely academic classes. You know, we do offer a lot of science classes and history classes and such, but there's also arts classes, hands-on arts classes or arts appreciation classes. There's what we tend to call like hobbies and interest classes. We have a gentleman who teaches for us occasionally, comes in and talks about taking care of your car. You know, what do you have to do to maintain your car for winter months or for this or for, you know, and cooking classes. So there's a lot of different types of classes too, that, and I think that's one thing that we should be able to find something. They should be able to find something they could be interested in.
And at some point, we will go back outside, and I will lead some more hikes.
We will, yes. And we will do more field trips. Someday, we will reschedule our field trip to Washington, D.C. and to and wherever else we were going to go this spring. But, yeah.
Someday. Hopefully that day is sooner rather than later.
Hopefully.
But thank you both so much for being here. If either one of you has anything else to say to our audience, you're more than welcome to.
I just want to say thank you for getting us started on this podcast. It's, again, something that Michelle and I have talked about doing in the past, and so we're I'm happy that you're taking it on. And I look forward to hearing from our members or our instructors. Maybe there's an instructor out there listening who wants to do a podcast with you to talk about what they like about teaching for Ollie. So
of course, yeah, I'd be happy to interview and do that for anyone who's interested. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I've loved podcasts, you know, I listen to them all the time. So actually being a part of one is pretty exciting. It's new. I'm nervous, but it's exciting. I'm loving it.
Well, thank you, Harry. And this has been fun. And I think we will have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah. Hopefully things definitely, like I said, hopefully things get back to normal and, you know, more smooth and everything gets better. But again, thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Jacina and Michelle for joining us today. If you would like to be featured on our podcast, please do not hesitate to contact us at ollie@wvupod@gmail.com. Our emails, socials, and blog will be in the description of the podcast. We would love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning into our podcast and keep an eye out for our next episode in the coming weeks. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time on Get to Know Each Other.